If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
The biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to Business Rockstars. And joining me today, Erin Sykes. She is the founder of Mission 360. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Okay, so tell me, what is Mission 360?
Mission 360 is a video on demand wellness platform. We offer yoga, fusion fitness, mindfulness, meditation practice, as well as one-on-one video chat coaching, and anything from Reiki healing to career coaching to relationship coaching, anything in between.
I love it. And that's really that last piece, your competitive edge compared to different platforms that may be similar. You have the online coaching component, so it's like your name suggests, 360 wellness.
Exactly. And we really encourage people to, you know, it's amazing to work on your body and to get yourself in great physical health. And then the next level is to get your mind really tight. And then ideally you would get your mind tight and then your body tight, but most people really enter in through the physical, being realistic.
Yeah.
And then to really personalize the experience, you need that individual coaching. Not everybody is going to have the same path. So personal fulfillment and empowerment on the whole on the 360.
And every aspect of your life influences the other. So I think it's very difficult to have your mind right, but not your body right. I mean, they all go hand in hand, don't they?
Exactly. And one builds on top of the other. So the stronger you are mindfully and the more regularly you meditate, the more likely you are to work out that day. And you're going to really enjoy that workout because you understand how that impacts your body. And then you're going to know where you need to go in terms of coaching to perhaps better your career or your relationship or whatever.
Yeah, and obviously our audience, entrepreneurs, I think it's very tempting to forget about the wellness component and just feel like, oh, I just got to put all my time and energy towards building my business. And then a lot of times the working out and the eating right and the mind stuff, the coaching, like you said, becomes the last thing on their to-do list and therefore doesn't get done. But maybe you can speak to, being an entrepreneur yourself, how important those components are to actually your bottom line.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we've tried to do is make it flexible for everyone. So that's why we do things on demand. And what I try to do and to make sure that I am the most productive during my day is I get up and the first thing I do is meditate. And, you know, whether you have 5 minutes or 20 minutes, you will 100% notice a difference in productivity and how much you're able to focus. Being singularly focused on whatever task is at hand is so much better than multitasking. We have prided ourselves on being multitaskers forever, but it's actually not a productive way to be. So you'll find once you start a mindfulness practice that you will be more productive throughout the day. Even if you're taking 5 to 20 minutes to do it in the morning, you're going to make those up much later.
And tenfold.
And then you'll be able to work out and you won't have that, you know, transition time getting to the gym or getting to a class or getting back. So if you're saying, I just don't have time to work out, everybody has 30 minutes that we can carve out. You just pop open your computer or the app or whatever, and then you get on your mat in your living room. You don't even have to change out of your pajamas. And then, you know, you get it done, and then you will be more healthy. You're going to feel like you have that vibrance, that energy in order to go to your meetings, be more cognizant in your meetings, have better ideas, better communication. You're going to be, you know, treat your employees more kindly and be able
to... And then,
to
therefore, motivate them.
Motivate
They're going to want
them.
To work harder for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. It's just, it's such a trickle-down effect.
Right.
That we really, it's so necessary.
I love what you said about multitasking, because I think we can all relate to when we're feeling anxious and we're not focused and we're trying to do a million things at once. First of all, mistakes are more likely to
yes.
happen. But then also the time and energy it takes to transition from one thing to the other, because there's always that fiddling between, you know, okay, I'm popping up my email now, even though I should be working on this, and now I'm getting distracted by all these other emails that are coming through that really aren't the priority, but now I'm tending to them because I'm not focused.
Exactly, and you automatically, you just go to the things that you want to do
yeah.
when you multitask. You're not doing necessarily the things that are the most necessary, the most critical, and that's the way that you should focus your day.
And you are now a very balanced person who's incorporated these practices into your life, but it wasn't always that way, or at least it was a challenge at one point. You were working in corporate America and had a really odd schedule and struggling to incorporate these
yeah,
factors, but needed them. Yeah, so tell me about that time in your life.
Sure, sure. I mean, absolutely. Every day is still a challenge. It's you never reach this peak
for
where
sure.
you've got it.
Yeah.
So I still work on it every single day. However, my life, you know, the first 10 years of my career, I was working in corporate America. I was in the beauty industry with a major corporate beauty titan. And I had the privilege of going into a giant marble, you know, showcase of a luxury building every day. And had this enviable job that every girl wanted. However, I felt drained and unmotivated because it was not the right match for me. So what I was doing, and one of the motivating factors in what helped me create Mission 360, was I was managing the Asia territory at the time. And I did find all of the skincare techniques super motivating. That was the part of my job that I loved. So I would constantly be communicating with Asia, and it would be always on their time zone. Yet I was living in New York, and I was still trying to continue on all of these techniques that we just discussed, you know, the working out, the mindfulness, the coaching, etc., trying to really, you know, improve my life in these modest ways. And the only way to do that, I found, with an odd schedule, was through online. Now, at the time, going back 4 or 5 years ago, the only way to find any of these practitioners or coaches was to spend an hour or so going, combing through YouTube, and
that's time-consuming.
Time-consuming. I would waste the hour of my day that I actually had to practice, and thus I said, you know, somebody should really curate these into one platform.
And where they're all good. You know what
good.
You're getting.
Exactly.
There's variety.
Exactly. Take the creme de la creme and put them in one space. I said, why hasn't anybody done that yet? And I kind of rolled my eyes. Long short, I started consulting, had some more free time, and there was still a need in that space. And I said, you know, I think I found my calling. I'm going to do that. And a couple years later, Mission 360 is a year old, and really happy I did it.
Very cool. Congratulations on making the leap. That's the hardest part, I think, for a lot of entrepreneurs.
Yes.
So tell me about that time. Maybe it was a key moment. Maybe it was a span of several months that you knew it was time to jump into entrepreneurship.
Well, I think it absolutely is the hardest thing to do. And I flip-flopped for years about, you know, how I was going to leave this cushy corporate job. And I think it just, you get to a point where you can't imagine not doing whatever it is
yeah.
that your heart is calling for you to do. And you have to take the leap. I know that sometimes it's necessary to continue to work simultaneously to building your dream. Absolutely get that. But
and is that what you did? Did you start building? You said that right after you were working at your last company that you started consulting. Is mm-hmm. that correct? So you went from the company to consulting to this project.
Yes.
And so did you start developing the consulting first, or did you just like really cut the cord and take a leap of faith?
I consulted for about a year, and I was building Mission simultaneously. But the way that I funded Mission was by selling an apartment. So, and I think that was my taking the leap. That was saying, I am going to really put some skin in the game. I trust myself. I trust my concept. And I'm willing to literally risk the roof over my head in order to build this platform. And, I'm going to make sacrifices, which I think is the core of being an entrepreneur, is the willingness to make sacrifices and the willingness to take risk and the willingness to put part of your soul, to put that skin in the game. So I did have to continue to consult. And then I did sell my apartment. So,
wow.
Yeah. And here we are today, a year later, and things have been, they have not been easy by any means, but I definitely felt like I made the right decision. I never looked back.
So great. Well, we're going to talk more about those sacrifices when we come back after this short break. My guest, Aaron Sykes, founder of Mission 360. And we are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
This advertisement is brought to you by Franklin Services. Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you have more payday loans than you're able to pay back right now? If you have one or more payday loans, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program that payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that will get payday loan companies out of your bank account and put an end to the payday loan nightmare. Call 1-800-625-6490 to find out if our payday relief program is right for you. Payday loan companies usually trap you into paying rates as high as 700%. We understand payday lenders' tactics and how ruthless they can be, and that people sometimes take on more than they can handle. All you need is one or more payday loans to qualify. Even if you're behind in collections or have bad credit, you'll get full attorney representation to protect you from payday lenders while you get back on your feet. So call 1-800-625-6490. The call is free and the consultation is free. Call 1-800-625-6490. That's 1-800-625-6490. 800-625-6490.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Entrepreneur destination on the planet. I'm Alex Worley, and welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm chatting with Aaron Sykes today, founder of Mission 360. And you were just telling me about those sacrifices that it really takes to make entrepreneurship work. You sold your apartment to fund it, and I'm sure that you continue to wear a lot of hats in your business, don't you?
Absolutely.
Share some of those hats that you wear.
Sure. So my background is marketing, so I'm very comfortable in the marketing aspect of the business. And then when I went to hire for Mission 360, I did not go out and, you know, get a bunch of employees right off the bat. I've been...
That's a big cash burn right off the bat. You don't want to do that.
Yes. And I've been, because it is me funding my business, I've been very, I think this is one of the takeaways that I could offer. It's when you do put your own money towards a business, you learn to manage that money better.
You're going to spend it a lot more wisely.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So I think that's one of the values of investing in your own business rather than going immediately to angels or VC and yada, yada, yada. So I initially took on the marketing. I found the a developer that I very much trusted to handle a couple different aspects, not just the back end, but also they multitasked into branding and did a lot of the collateral production, et cetera. So I worked very closely with them. And then the way that we operate is we partner with different physical studios across the country and different independent yoga and fitness and meditation instructors and coaches. And we give all of these different individuals or studios the opportunity to compete with the bigger, more franchised studios.
They maybe already have their own online courses.
Exactly.
But a lot of times the boutique yoga studios are the best. You know, like I do yoga and I always go to the little ones that don't, like you said, they don't have their own online videos. So you're providing that for them.
Exactly. And it's a collective and it's a curated opportunity where all of our partners work together to promote all of the other partners, and everybody trusts each other. So it was also my job to curate all of these different individuals and the independent studios across the country. So there's a lot of discussions and business development that went on in order to get that done. And most of that was relationships that I already had established from living in LA, living in New York, living down in Florida, and getting everybody together that I already knew and I had, and I trusted, because part of Mission 360 is that I have vetted and I trust every single studio and instructor and coach on the network. And as we grow, that's not something that I ever intend to lose. I want to make sure that everybody goes through the same vetting process.
Yeah. So let's go back to your programmer for a second, because I hear a lot of entrepreneurs in the tech space say that that is one of the hardest things, to find a programmer that they truly, truly trust and that's really motivated to meet their deadlines and give them a great product. Because of that, a lot of times people in that space will get a co-founder who has programming skills, but that's not an option for everyone. So tell me how you found the right fit for you as a programmer.
I think that, I mean, there's a couple things. I do believe in vibe and energy, and immediately upon walking into a meeting or space, before anybody opens their mouth, like, you have to just take a look around and see what type of level of productivity taken, just an accountability of what is going on. And I always make sure that I'm going to meetings in that programmer, that developer's space, because I want to see, I want to see what's going on. I want to be a little bit nosy, because I don't necessarily believe in working with the developers that are based, at least at the beginning, offshore or even across the country, because I want to be able to poke my head in. I know as things grow and costs change, et cetera, that there is opportunity to lower your costs other ways. However, I think that I'm a big relationship person, and I want to be able to talk with people in real time.
Right. So obviously your background is in marketing. So how have you used that background to market your business, and what advice do you maybe have for entrepreneurs watching and listening?
Sure. So I think that the idea of beauty and wellness becoming more synergistic, and even fashion moving in there, it's everything is becoming more and more tied together. People are no longer looking at wellness as somebody just going to the gym and running on the treadmill anymore. It is how the type of juice or water or whatever you're ingesting into your body is then, you know, affecting that glow that your skin has, and how your meditation, daily meditation, is helping your productivity, which is helping the trickle-down effect of, you know, your work-life balance, so you get to go to the gym, et cetera. So it's all
hand integrated.
In hand. So in terms of beauty and wellness being synergistic, I believe that there was a natural transition for me there. And even if you look at the products coming to market now, it's many of the major manufacturers of lotions, creams, and potions are now doing vitamins as well, and ingestibles to help you with beauty from the inside out. So this is something that I think just trend-wise is going to continue to progress.
So how do you get your site in front of the right people? Basically, how do you market it to your customers?
It's budget. So we start with what we could afford. And then depending on, you know, how we are going to evolve our marketing budget, we moved and shifted strategies. So as we grew, we could use more techniques. But I am a believer in strong partnerships, and also, email marketing. And we have, of course, leveraged social media to the nth degree. And I think having strong visuals is so important. I think that's where Mission 360 really stands apart from all of its competitors, is our visuals are impactful.
And tell me what you mean by visuals, and sure, specifically how you use it for marketing.
Sure. So all of our photography for our site was filmed or was shot in black and white, as well as our video, our brand video. And we also have the background to our site is a visual meditation. So when you go to the site, you're immediately in a meditation by looking at the site. And then in terms of the photography, we were inspired by supermodels of the 90s, where everybody's super strong, the Naomi Campbells of the world.
Oh, cool, yeah.
So everybody is kind of that shiny, strong body. It's not something that was normally seen in the yoga community, or even, you know,
so
in
being
fitness,
different, too.
Being different, yeah. And just that was not really thought out in terms of this is a strategy. That was just, I just like that.
Personal preference. Well, and it's a reflection of who you are, and you should always be in your business. And I think a really great place to start is what inspires you. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, that inspired you, and so you brought it into your business. I love it.
Exactly.
Erin, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank
love everything
you.
That you had to say. Love your business. Thank you so much.
Great to meet you. Thank you.
Great to meet you. Erin Sykes, founder of Mission 360, and we are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50 or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
With Quicken Loans, our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
Our guest today is Stephen McClurg. He is the president and COO of Crowdfunder. Steven, it's great to have you, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell us, give us the background. What is Crowdfunder? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're democratizing angel and VC investing.
Okay.
We've created a platform that companies can come and list at an early stage. A lot of these are great companies, and people can come on alongside big venture capital firms and angel investors and invest at the same terms.
So the first thing that comes into my mind is Kickstarter and Indiegogo. So what's different for Crowdfunder versus those companies?
Yeah, so Kickstarter and Indiegogo actually did a great job of getting people to understand what crowdfunding is.
Okay.
The problem with those companies, or it's actually not a big problem, you know, I've pre-bought items off of Kickstarter before myself. But when a company actually goes and IPOs or gets acquired, you don't get any upside for giving them money. So what equity crowdfunding does, and what Crowdfunder does specifically, is equity crowdfunding. And that is giving people equity in the companies that they're backing.
So it's the Crowdfunder is actually a true investment platform.
That's exactly
versus
right.
Versus just the ability to kind of put some money in on a product before it really comes out?
That's exactly right.
Okay, so if I can go in, I don't have to be an accredited investor or anything like that?
Yeah, so...
anyone can go in?
Well, there's two different types of equity crowdfunding platforms.
Okay.
There is what is Title III, which allows non-accredited investors to go in. And that's not something that Crowdfunder does.
Okay, so that's virtually anybody can go on and do that.
That's exactly right. Okay. And there's a lot of platforms that do that, a lot of great platforms. But what we focus on is accredited and qualified investors.
Okay. And so right now, Crowdfunder, what kind of path are you guys on? What are you guys looking to do to grow? Because this is a hot space right now. Mm-hmm. It's a big trend. Everybody's looking to get money in any way that they can, whether it's going on Shark Tank, going on Kickstarter, or going on Crowdfunder. So what are you guys looking to do in the next couple years to really disrupt the industry?
Yeah, so we're really looking at going upstream. So we're really good at companies raising anywhere between $1 and $5 million.
Okay.
We've done a couple of campaigns that are 10 to 15, but
so it's actually pretty big.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Those are big campaigns. But these the companies that we're raising capital for, or that are raising capital on our platform, so to speak, they're doing a great job. We've got a lot of companies. We have over 200 companies on our platform. What we want to do next is increase the quality of companies on our platform.
Okay.
We've got a few really good ones right now, probably, call it 40 companies that are backed by major VCs that people would hear about, or major angels like Kevin Harrington, one of the original Sharks.
Yeah.
He's in a couple of the companies that are on our platform currently. So there's some great companies now. We want to increase the quality.
Okay, so Crowdfunder sounds like it's on an amazing path right now, especially since capitalizing on this trend. It sounds like it's going to be super easy for you guys, and you're already doing it. Crowdfunder is amazing, but what did you do before this? I know you did some pretty cool things before this.
Yeah.
So tell us about Guggenheim and when you were working there.
Yeah, so I started Guggenheim back when Guggenheim was still a smaller company.
Okay.
I remember in my office in Santa Monica, we occupied one floor and had about 20 people.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of really interesting things. I mean, Guggenheim is really a disruptor of the buy side and financial services itself. Scott Minard, the CIO, is probably one of the smartest guys I've ever met. Was a mentor of mine, still a good friend of mine. And he's actually one of the ones that encouraged me to go down this path.
Okay, and so you made the shift. He encouraged you to go down the path that you're on now with Crowdfunder. Is that what you're saying?
Just down the path of entrepreneurship and into the world of fintech.
Well, then it sounds like you owe him quite a bit.
I do, yeah.
Anyone who helps you steer on the path of entrepreneurship and then you become successful, that's somebody that you definitely got to, look up to and thank.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So what caused that shift, though? Because I know you guys were doing some amazing things at Guggenheim. So for most people, it might seem like a crazy leap to go into a startup like Crowdfunder. You guys are obviously doing successful things.
Right.
But what sparked the shift to make you switch positions?
Well, it actually it had to do with a meeting that I was in with Scott Minard and John Mack, who was the former CEO of Morgan Stanley. And I was sitting in there.
So some small guys.
Yeah, some small guys. they were doing most of the talking. I was doing most of the listening. And the one theme that kept coming up over and over again was how fintech is disrupting financial services from all angles, whether it's lending or equity crowdfunding or financial transactions. And equity crowdfunding was something that came up in that conversation. It made me actually go out and look at companies that were doing it. And I took a look at about five different companies that were doing equity crowdfunding. And it looked like to me that Crowdfunder was probably the best pick of the litter.
Okay.
They were really robust in the platform, had a lot of great companies on it. Had a large platform, and we're really doing some interesting, disrupting things.
So you found somebody who was just pretty much one of the leading people in the marketplace who looked like they already had some good trajectory, and you attached yourself on?
That's exactly right.
I
invested directly in the company myself.
Okay.
A few months later, I started, advising the founders, and a few months after that, we decided that, we were good together. I had some interesting ideas, and they decided to bring me on to run operations and then run a fund that we launched as well.
Awesome. So love what you're doing with Crowdfunder, but I'm curious to know the beginning of people's stories and journeys where everything got started. So I don't care if you want to go back to when you were a child with a lemonade stand or something, or whether it was high school or college, but take me back to the beginning of your journey and just kind of catch us up about how you actually became an entrepreneur.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually grew up pretty, pretty humble beginnings. You know, I grew up in a trailer park in East Texas, and I just remember riding around with my dad. He worked in the oil fields, and one of the my favorite memories was him taking me in a service truck, going out to some, you know, oil compressor that he was working on, and I would sit in the truck and eat a you know, bag of Doritos. and the thing that always occurred to me was, you know, my father would always tell me about, hey, you know, it'd be a great idea if these guys did this, you know, and he was always thinking about, you know, how he could transform this industry, make it more efficient, you know, create cars that that utilized gasoline more efficiently, and talked about natural gas and how there was so much natural gas in the oil fields in East Texas that nobody was tapping.
Yeah.
And if you could put that into cars, that would be great. And his ideas as an engineer and as someone in that field always made me think about, you know, great ideas and entrepreneurship and how to fund entrepreneurs.
So like you and me, we both had incredible parents that really helped, I guess, put us on that path.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having parents is probably one of the most incredible things that I see most successful people in life have, is a great beginning. And not always, but great parents is definitely a way to get started. Founder and COO of Crowdfunder is joining us right now, Stephen McClurg. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstar. Stephen McClurg's joining us right now, and we're talking about your journey and your story. Mm-hmm. When was the spark that went off in your head that was like, now's the time for me to become an entrepreneur? Did you have a job that you just hated and you were like, I'm done with terrible bosses or terrible jobs? What was it like?
No, you know, I've actually always enjoyed my jobs, you know, and always try to make the most out of everything.
Which is rare. Not a lot of people can say that.
Well, and it all was really sparked by a book I read called Practicing the Presence of God. And really what that book inspired me to do is, no matter what situation I was in, no matter what I was doing, whether it was, you know, shoveling dirt at Boy Scout camp when I was, you know, a teenager, you know, in the hot Texas sun.
I've been there.
Exactly. You do things not necessarily for you, but for something, you know, for a greater good.
Contribution.
That's really exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you make the most of everything that you're doing. So no matter what job I've had, I've always tried to do it to my best, whether it's waiting tables or working at Boy Scout camp or whatever it was, you know, loading trucks at Dr. Pepper, or, you know, some of the, you know, the office jobs that I had, you know,
had
most
a lot
of my
jobs.
Career. I've had a lot of jobs. Had to put myself through college. But I always, in the back of my mind, was always thinking of how to do things better and more efficiently. So I actually wouldn't, I've never really considered myself an entrepreneur. I've always considered myself a disruptor. You know, if there was a system, I would want to disrupt it and think of a better way to do it.
And that's what makes great entrepreneurs, is they're great disruptors.
Exactly. I'm actually probably a terrible entrepreneur, but it's a good thing that I'm partnered with a couple of really good entrepreneurs at Crowdfunder that really saw it through. I'm just coming alongside helping them. But what I like to do is really break a system.
Mm.
And it's always been the way that I operate, always been the way that I thought. And to be in an industry that's being broken right now, and to be able to move over to that new industry that's breaking the old, is probably the, you know, the happiest feeling I've ever had.
We're going to get started with the 60-second CEO. Are you ready to rock?
I think so.
All right. Who is your favorite entrepreneur?
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. I love it. Do you prefer to text or to call?
Text every time.
How do you unplug?
Stand-up paddleboard.
What is one of your biggest pet peeves?
People poking me. Do you got a minute?
Looking real. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you want to go?
Ooh, Germany.
What is the favorite app on your phone?
Uber.
What is the first app you check on your phone in the morning?
Bloomberg.
What do you think is the first thing people notice about you?
Whether or not I brush my hair.
What keeps you up at night?
My children.
Your children. What's your favorite thing to do on the weekend?
Stand-up paddle.
Stand-up paddle boarding. All right. How do you like to relax?
Stand-up paddle boarding.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Flying.
All right, last question. Describe yourself in one word.
Passionate.
Passionate. I love it when somebody says something that's directly congruent to the company and being an entrepreneur. Passion. How important is it to be passionate as an entrepreneur?
Well, it's absolutely necessary, because, you know, you've got to wake up in the morning wanting to go in, wanting to get things done, wanting to disrupt, wanting to make the company that you're a part of the greatest thing that you've ever seen.
What do you believe are three traits every entrepreneur needs to know when getting started?
Number one is grit. You know, they've got to have that drive, but the grit is what keeps them going. You know, mm-hmm. they're gonna power through things. They're gonna run through walls.
Yeah, these people are hungry.
Right. And that's what I want to see. And the second thing, I've already mentioned this earlier, is intellectual curiosity. You know, those are the people that rather running through the walls, they figure out a way around it.
Okay.
But they do it quickly.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're hungry enough. The first one ties right back to the second one.
Yep.
They're hungry enough to figure out a solution to go around it. And if they don't,
right,
they're going to grind right through the wall.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And perseverance is probably the third. You know,
okay,
sometimes it takes a long time for a theme to play out. I mean, even in our business, equity crowdfunding isn't something that is just overnight going to attract a ton of entrepreneurs. People still don't know what it is. There's still a lot of education that needs to happen in the market for both entrepreneurs and for investors.
Yeah.
And it might take 2 or 3 years for that education to occur. So we've got to be prepared to really ride this thing out, because we know it's a great idea, but ride it out for minimum 5 years.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we're slowly disrupting, you know, the traditional businesses. And then when it finally catches on, that's when we win.
Recap and simplify. You said grit, curiosity, and perseverance. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that everyone needs to have. Steven?
Yep.
Been a pleasure, my friend.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait. Call now. 800-801-4950.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews, so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Stars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
Joining us is our guest, Inan Ravid. He's the founder and CEO of Albert. It's good to have you on the show with us, brother.
Great to be here.
All right. So, again, the question is, how do you save money and pay off debt? We live in a time period where the millennials, our future workforce and future leaders, have more debt than they've ever had before. And I know you're an expert on this space, and Albert, your app, actually helps people do practical daily steps to pay off their debt and save up money. So let's dive in.
So sure. So I think it makes probably most sense before we even dive in to how to fix the problem. Let's talk about the problem.
Yeah. So what is the problem?
So let's talk in broad strokes. So if you look at some census data and some just data out there, right?
Yeah.
The average millennial, somebody born between 1981 and 2000, has a negative savings rate of about minus 2%. That means
so a negative savings.
That means you're
debt.
Spending more than you earn.
Okay.
And so that's a big problem, obviously, because if the average population is spending more than they earn, the average population is not saving a dime.
Yeah.
So that's problem one. And if you look at the debt situation, right, there's a lot of different types of debt, right? There's student debt, there's personal loans, there's car loans, there's mortgages. Roughly, from the last read, I believe about two-thirds of millennials have some sort of student debt. I don't know the exact numbers on car loans, but very few people walk into a dealership and pay for a car in all cash.
In all cash, yeah.
Right? People have debt. And then there are personal loans as well. And then obviously the big fish is credit card debt. And, you know, last I looked at the stats, somewhere between 40 and 50% of this population have paid some sort of interest on their credit cards in the last, you know, 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
And that means fees and so forth. And
so we're talking about these problems here, but what's the solution? Let's dive
right,
into
exactly.
that.
Right, exactly. So, before we get started,
saying, I know.
Yeah, exactly, I know, exactly. We all have it. So before we get started, we'll say, I am not a financial planner, so take, these are all opinions.
Yes, and little disclaimer.
Little disclaimer, but really there are a lot of resources out there, and I think we'll frame the general solutions out there, because there's no one magic bullet.
Everyone has a different situation.
Right, and the money tree would probably solve this all, but the money tree doesn't exist. So, let's start with saving.
Okay.
So, obviously, if you spend less than you earn, you'll save money. And the question is, how do you do that, right? We all have bills. We're all living roughly paycheck to paycheck. And the question,
most people are, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, we all already felt it. And the question is really, what does that mean? Are you really living down to the exact dollar? Or is there some leeway? And if there's some leeway, and that leeway could be $5 or $10, that starts to make a difference. So if you can tuck away maybe $10 a week, $20 a week, and then get better at it, you're starting to look at a couple hundred dollars a month. You know, there was a very alarming stat that came out recently that was if somebody, you know, it was a census stat or maybe a Fed stat of if people had to borrow $400 or they needed $400, where could they get it? And I believe over half the entries were, I need to borrow it, I don't have it. And $400, if you think about that math, you tuck away $10 a week.
That's $500.
That's $500 in a year, and you solve that problem. So there are many ways about thinking. There are many ways to think about saving money. One, are you saving for this long-term retirement 40 years down the road? The answer is generally no. Let's start with saving so that if something happens, ship goes bump in the night, you need to switch jobs, you have an unforeseen expense, you can cover it.
So So don't make it this big overwhelming thing. Chunk it down and be like, even $5, $10 a week makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference, right? It makes a huge difference. And what is $5, $10 a week? I don't know. It's one of those grande coffees.
Yeah, yeah.
And it adds up.
And that's the thing. It's like common sense, but it's not always common practice.
Right.
And I love that that's what you guys really help distill down is like, these are the simple, you know, daily action steps, weekly action steps that you can take that compound over years. And then you'll look back and realize how all of those little $5 and $10 added up.
Yeah, and so to talk about the way, you know, we at Albert think about the world, it's if you make it easy, so to speak, they will come, right? Yeah. And so if you make saving, for example, very easy, people will take more action on saving than they did before. If saving means going to your bank and opening a new savings account and transferring money manually every month at the end...
That's difficult.
It's difficult.
It's tedious.
It's tedious.
People...
You look up, you forget to do it. It's a chore. You put it in your calendar. It's the one thing a month you don't want to do. But if it's operating in the background and it's taking perhaps just a few dollars out, $7, $14, $10...
And I get a pick or whatever, right?
Or even if you don't get, make it easy. You know, Albert, you don't even pick. You just turn it on or turn it off. And if it's on, we pull out a small amount of money that, based on your past bills and income and spending, you can afford. You know, we do the math for you.
Yeah.
Effectively, the math that you would have to do that's sort of a pain. We do that for you. And that makes saving a lot easier. And we've seen that people actually do save money pretty fast. If you have it on, the reality is virtually everybody can save a dollar a week, and when you actually do that a little bit, you take that out a little bit. If you can save a dollar, you can probably save five. Mm. You can probably save seven.
Yeah.
And then you've covered that $500.
And so basically, I love what you just said. Virtually everybody can save a dollar. Founder and CEO of Albert is joining us in On Revit. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs, and we're talking about how you can save money and pay off debt. So we're talking about some practical things right now. Let's keep taking that forward, though, right? If you can save a dollar a day, $5 a week, $10 a week, it starts to add up. But what are some other practical things? Because I think that's something that people go, yeah, that's the obvious stuff, right? Look, lift up the couch cushion and find some change and save a dollar. Don't go to Starbucks, things like that. But what else? Give us some more things that maybe people haven't considered or maybe people have, but they're just not doing it.
Well, look, I think there are a ton of resources and blogs and articles written about all the ways to actually spend less, mm-hmm. right? There's... whether it's specific coupons or, you know, tips and tricks about how to go on a cheaper vacation, there's a ton of that stuff.
So it's not necessarily just saving what I make, but spending less of what
I do.
Right,
and I don't think this probably isn't a great segment to dive into all those things because it depends on your situation, depends what you spend money on. Some people are naturally more frugal. Some people have more expensive taste, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's all fine. Spending money is fine, right? You need to live. You need to enjoy yourself. Part of the way I think we think about it is that if you take out the money beforehand, you can't spend it. And so you spend what you have left over. Mm. And so if you make it really easy to take out the money beforehand, leave it to the customer to decide what they want to spend their money on, right? You need to enjoy your life to an extent as long as you're making the decisions in advance. You're not saying, you know what, let me enjoy my life and I'll take some money out at the end.
Love that. Inan, a pleasure having you on the show, brother. Great tips.
Thanks.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. They're free, unbiased resources.
Biz Talk Radio,